Masechta Shabbos, Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalad. La Yetzei Ha'ish, Lei B'Sayef, a man should not go out carrying a sword, V'Lei B'Keshes, and not carrying a bow, V'Lei B'Tris, and not carrying a shield. The Rav says this was a triangular shaped shield, V'Lei B'Ala, not with. The Rav has two understandings of what this is, either it's a circular shield or it's a type of club, V'Lei B'Remach, or not a spear. Vim Yatza, if he goes out with any of these things, Chayav Chatzas, if he did it b'shegeg, inadvertently he's chayav to bring a carbon chatas, which means that this is Asr M'Daraisa. Rebbe Lezer says, Tachshitin Hein Lai. These are considered jewelry for men. Weaponry is considered something that a man wears as jewelry, and therefore there's no Asr M'Daraisa to go out with these weapons in the street on Shabbos. However, maybe Asr M'Darabanan, it gives the appearance that he's going to war. The Chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer, Eina el l'ganai, these things are not jewelry, rather they're ganai, they're disgrace. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya, he says a nevuah foretelling of a time of peace, and he says, V'chitzesu charvaisam l'itim, you're going to chop up the swords into spades, V'chaniseisehem l'mazmeres, and you'll cut up the spears into shears. One nation's not going to lift a sword against another, and they're not going to learn to go to war anymore. So we see that in a time of peace, ideally, there'll be no need for weapons, and we'll actually destroy the weapons and turn them into tools. So we see that weapons are not a good thing, and therefore, they're not considered a man's jewelry, and he cannot, it's asma deraisa for him to carry it in Mishas Ram. The Mishnah moves on, Biris Tahira. A Biris is Tahir. Biris was a garter, it was a type of belt that was wrapped around the thigh of the leg of a woman to hold up her stockings. This apparently was before they had elastic to hold it up, and it was a little belt that would hold up the stockings from falling down. So this is Tahira. It cannot contract Tumah, because in order for clothing to be able to be Mekabel Tumah, they have to actually directly benefit the wearer. And these things, the benefit's indirect. These belts were not actually directly benefiting the body. They had an indirect benefit that they held the socks up from falling down. So they're tahar, they don't become tameh. V'yaitzim b'av Shabbos, and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it is considered wearing it like a garment. Even though it doesn't give a direct benefit, it is wearing a garment, and you can go out with it on Shabbos. Kivalim, the chains that were on these little garter belts, some woman had a very long stride to the point that it would even harm them from spreading their legs so far apart, and they would attach chains from these little garters from one leg to the other, golden chains, to shorten their strides so they wouldn't have such long strides. These chains, tameim, they are tameh, because at these, this is considered a garment that directly benefits the body, because these chains that minimize the stride would protect her from hurting herself by such a long stride, and therefore, since it directly benefits the body, it's like the garments that directly benefit the body that can become tamei. Ve'en yaitzim b'm Shabbos, and one cannot go out with them on Shabbos, because since they were gold chains, they were pretty, and there was a concern that one may take them off to show them to someone else and carry them in Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And therefore, one can't go out with them for concern they may take them off and carry them. Mishnah Hey, Yaitza Isha Bechute Seir. A woman is allowed to go out with strands of hair that's braided. This is detached hair that's braided into her hair. Bein Mishalah, whether it's from her own detached hair. Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether it's from a different person. Bein Mishal Behema, whether it's from animal's hair. These things are allowed to go out. She can go out carrying them in her hair. Ubatay tefes, and with a headband, ubisan butin, and with a decorative cloth or gold ornaments that were hanging down from her headband, shehin tfurim, that were sewn into the headband. Since they were sewn into her, these would hang down from a hat, and they were sewn into the hat, and since they were sewn in, she couldn't remove them separately, and she wouldn't remove the hat because that would uncover her hair. So these things, there was no concern, she would take them off and carry them. Bakabel, Ubapea nachris lechatzer. She can go in a chatzer wearing a kavel, which was a forehead pad, or pea nachris, a wig. These things were allowed to be walked outside in a chatzer. B'meich sheba azna, with a cloth in her ear that was there to absorb liquid coming out of her ear. U'b'meich sheba sandala, a cloth in her sandal and her shoe as a lining to protect her foot, she can go out. U'b'meich sheba skina l'nidasa, or a cloth pad that was put to catch her nida flow. The pilpil, with a peppercorn that was in her mouth to fix bad breath. U'b'gargir melach, or a lump of salt that was put in the mouth to heal any tooth ailments. U'b'chol davar shetitin l'tepia, and any other type of thing that she would put in her mouth for these types of purposes, for her breath or for tooth ailments. B'vad shalaititin l'chachila b'shabbos, as long as she didn't put it on Shabbos for the first time. She'd have to have these items in her mouth from before Shabbos in order for it to be allowed, but she wouldn't be able to put it in on Shabbos and go out with it because of a concern that people may not realize that she's doing it for her breath, and they'll think that there's a problem of carrying. V'im nafal, if it fell out of her mouth, if she put it in before Shabbos and it fell out, like toxer, she can't put it back in on Shabbos. That's like putting it in fresh lechachila, which is not allowed. Shein teiseves, a false tooth, v'shein shal zav, or gold plating on a tooth, Rebbe matir, Rebbe permits her to go out with this. He's not concerned that she'll take it out because it's going to reveal some blemish in her mouth by taking them out. The Chachamim forbade her from going out with these items because, since they look different, people may comment on it, and she may be self-conscious, and she may take them out and carry them in Rosh Hashanah.